This is KCUR 89.3. Over the past half century, the Missouri Attorney General has almost always sought higher office, as Chris Koster is doing this year. Even so, the race to be the state's next Attorney General hasn't received much attention this year. And as KCUR's Brian Ellison found, the two major candidates running for the job have completely different ideas about what the job even is.
On a quiet, cool morning in the shadow of the historic Truman Courthouse in Independence, there's a nondescript office a block off the square.
Nice to meet you.
Teresa Hensley welcomes me to a Spartan campaign headquarters with mismatched furniture and stacks and stacks of campaign signs. She hopes to get from here to the much more spacious digs of the Attorney General in Jefferson City.
This is an office that is the top law enforcement office of the state of Missouri, with over 180 attorneys in that office, in five offices around the state, going into court day in and day out. In the last 60 days, they've handled murder cases, child sex abuse cases, consumer scam and fraud scam, and all cases that I handled as prosecutor.
Hensley's 57, a Democrat, and formerly the Cass County prosecutor. That's the job gubernatorial candidate Chris Koster had before she did. And that's the experience she says qualifies her to follow in his footsteps as Missouri's Attorney General.
I practiced law for over 25 years. The last 10 was the elected prosecutor in Cass County, where I had 21 murder convictions out of 21, hundreds of felony convictions like armed robbery and home invasion, and over 500 cases of sexual assault, domestic violence, and child sex abuse convictions.
Hensley says her Republican opponent, Josh Hawley, has no experience with criminal cases. But then again, he has a totally different conviction about the nature of the job. He says it's about protecting Missourians from federal overreach.
Washington bureaucrats are trying to run our lives. How do we stop them? We haul them into court. That's the job of the Attorney General. I'm Josh Hawley. I'm ready to...
That television ad from Hawley, a 36-year-old law professor at Mizzou, shows him in front of the Platte County Courthouse. But Hawley's legal work has all been in appellate and federal courts. He represented conservative interests in several cases, including the Supreme Court's Hobby Lobby case that said corporations could be exempted from certain laws, like mandatory coverage of birth control expenses, because of religious objections. I talked by phone with Hawley last week. From his campaign office in Columbia, he told me his is the kind of experience Missouri needs.
Well, you've got to have someone who's a constitutional lawyer, because that's the job of the Attorney General. And somebody who knows how to litigate in federal courts, who knows how to litigate in appellate courts, which is where the Attorney General spends much of his or her time. And, of course, the Supreme Court of the United States. It's becoming increasingly important to be able to defend the state's interests there.
That disagreement over the role of the Attorney General is at the heart of this race. And supporters of both candidates say their terms in office would look different. Hawley would likely join with other Republican attorneys general in suits challenging federal regulations from the Obama administration, like environmental rules that affect farmers or provisions of the Affordable Care Act. Hensley might do some of that, as Koster has on occasion, but she says she'd focus more on developing programs like mental health courts, veterans courts, victim advocacy, all programs she worked on in Cass County.
She prosecuted the man who broke into my house and attacked me.
There was five prosecutions in my grandfather's murder, and she got five convictions.
Ads like that one for Hensley have been airing more frequently in recent weeks, but the candidates have only gone head-to-head once since the primary, at a Q&A at a brewery in Springfield that wasn't broadcast or recorded. Instead, they've been hitting each other hard in the media. And in our conversations, the candidates each had plenty to say about their opponent. Hawley portrays his Democratic rival, who ran unsuccessfully for Congress in 2012 and lost her prosecutor election in 2014, as a career politician.
My opponent has run in seven or eight different elections since I was 8 years old. And I think that Missourians deserve an attorney general who wants to be attorney general. And this isn't just the next thing to run for.
Hensley challenges a Republican opponent for accepting large campaign contributions. His campaign war chest more than triples hers.
My opponent has received, since the primary when he first started running, over $3.5 million from one individual, David Humphreys, out of Joplin, Missouri. These offices ought not to be for sale, and there ought not to be one person who ends up buying the Attorney General's office.
Hensley has the support of labor unions and a group of Republican sheriffs, as well as the endorsement of the state's largest newspaper, the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. But the latest Post-Dispatch poll shows Hawley leading 50% to 40%, and since Hawley continues to enjoy a substantial fundraising advantage, Hensley would need exceptional voter turnout, along with most undecided voters swinging her way, to win on Election Day. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Brian Ellison.